In computer news this week, computer myths. What's really out there? Today's computer marketplace is more complicated than it's ever been. Everybody's needs are different, and there are now four different computer-related devices to choose from: smart cell phones, tablet computers, laptops, and desktops. Even the role of what a computer is supposed to do has changed over the evolution of the PC industry. The original PCs were supposed to do accounting, word processing, and other basic business-related functions. Then, as the internet exploded, a PC was supposed to become a communication device, sending and receiving email and surfing the web. The entertainment industry related to computers exploded, and computers were supposed to be game and music downloading entertainment devices also. So today, a smart cell phone, depending on your needs, might be the best device for you, as it can handle email and surfing the web, get you into social networking, and there are downloadable applications to do just about anything. But you can't do much real computing on them, like word processing or accounting or spreadsheets. Tablet computers are still kind of a new device that came with a lot of hype and have found niche vertical marketplaces like the Amazon Kindle and Apple's iPad. Tablets are kind of a missing link between a cell phone and a laptop. They have bigger screens, but not as much functionality and storage as a true laptop computer, and can be quite pricey. Laptop computers, the size of a book which fits in your lap, are very popular today and gaining market share. These are true computers which have power and functionality, and you can do business communications and entertainment tasks on them. A subcategory here is netbooks, which are smaller and designed primarily to do internet surfing and light word processing business function. Desktop computers are full-blown PCs that can do all of the current computer tasks. And this marketplace features two completely different types of computers: PCs running Microsoft's Windows operating system, and Apple's computers running their own operating systems. The PC versus Mac debate is ongoing. We've all seen the Apple ads with the slick young hipster using the Mac and the rumpled, flustered businessman who uses a PC. But current statistics show that of the currently installed personal computers in the world, 92% are running a version of Microsoft Windows operating system, 5% Apple operating system, and 3% Linux or another OS. Of the currently installed PCs, 65% are running Windows XP, a 10-year-old operating system, with Vista and Windows 7 holding about 15% market share each. Microsoft has announced they will support Windows XP through 2014, so if you have it and it works for you, you might just stay with it. So if you're looking to buy someone a Christmas computer gift, remember, it's a complicated choice today, and it comes down to what a person really needs and what they like. For Robites, this is Frank Delaney.